Let's go to Germany next, where from today, it's legal to possess, grow and smoke cannabis. Over 18s can carry up to 25 grams of dried cannabis in public, that's almost an ounce, 50 grams at home, grow up to 3 marijuana plants at home and smoke in public. There are several restrictions though. Kate Brady is in Berlin, she's a reporter with the Washington Post. Afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon.
Tell us more about what's changing in Germany from today.
Of course, there is a big shift here, you know, given that it was, illegal prior to today, to do any of the things that you've just mentioned right now. But it is worth pointing out as well that this is extremely restricted. And I think one of the most important or significant restrictions that's still in place is exactly where you can smoke cannabis as well. And it's interesting, there's a lot of maps that have appeared, especially on social media, highlighting how technically difficult it might be, given that during specific daytime hours it's still prohibited to smoke within about 100 meters of primary schools, sports areas, pedestrian areas, and so you see very small areas where it is technically even allowed to smoke cannabis. So for people that were calling for the legalization of marijuana, it's for them certainly a step forward, and also one of the big changes as well is coming in a second step of this partial legalization, which comes in July with these so-called social clubs. Sometimes they've been dubbed almost as gardening clubs for cannabis, and there'll be specific associations in a way, which is something, there's always a joke in Germany about there being an association for everything, and that rings true for this now as well, where up to 500 people will be able to join a cannabis social club, as it were, where they can grow cannabis. It would be non-profit and it would be only distributed among those members. So that in turn is in a way supposed to prevent a wave of cannabis tourism to Germany as well.
So tourists can't buy cannabis in Germany from today, no?
Of course, that would be it's still available on the black market, and this is one of the aims, is that it would reduce the cannabis being sold on the black market. But there's not the kind of cafes or those shops that have, you know, kind of become known in the Netherlands, for example. And this is the route that Germany's gone down now to avoid that wave. The hope, of course, among a lot of people who have supported this partial legalization is that some of these cannabis social clubs, as they're called, would in future be able to sell that cannabis as well, and not just to members.
Kate, you mentioned about the level of restrictions, particularly the level of restrictions over where you can smoke in public. But in reality, cannabis is being smoked in public quite widely in Germany. Isn't that right?
Exactly. And that was one of the main arguments behind the legalization, especially in big cities. I'm in Berlin myself at the moment. And of course, it's not unusual to be walking down main streets and getting that whiff of a joint being smoked, as is the case in many central cities, not only in Germany. So that was one of the main arguments behind it. At the same time, of course, there have been concerns raised, especially from medical associations and also teachers associations, about how this could potentially ease access for younger people. Of course, smoking marijuana for under 18s is still illegal, but of course, it does still happen. And there are concerns there about the long-term health effects and potential long-term drug use. And so those have been the two main sides. And there's been really it's politically as well being a more conservative versus more the left in this whole debate. And even the conservative opposition party has also said that if they come to power in 2025 after the next elections, they would reverse this partial legalization.
Kate Brady with the Washington Post in Berlin. Thank you.